This is Steve Shadley. You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on Reno Public Radio. Sometimes broadcast journalism can seem like a thankless job, but once in a while, radio reporters are recognized for their work. Here at Reno Public Radio, we're celebrating after we learned the station has received a few awards for our work in the KUNR newsroom. Joining me to talk about the awards is our news director, Michelle Billman, and reporter, Julia Ritchie. Michelle, let's start with you. Specifically, what are the awards the new staff is bringing home here to Reno Public Radio?
Sure. Well, this is an exciting announcement. We won three first place awards for the Associated Press Television and Radio Association, so APTRA, lots of long acronyms with these awards. We won for three different categories. First, best use of sound in a hard news story went to reporter Julia Ritchie for a story she did called More Noise, Less Space. And she really, it was such a fun story. We were doing an entire series on the overcrowding crisis in Washoe County schools, and she went to a local school, went into the controlled chaos of the cafeteria, and helped listeners experience what it's like to be in that space when it is so overcrowded.
Okay, so now, Julia, I'm really curious, how chaotic was this school?
Principal Mike Dixon was really nice, and he took me around, and literally every corner of that elementary school, Double Diamond Elementary, is being utilized, whether it's the hallways for tutoring or a hallway that's being turned into a computer lab with like cubicles in it, and then adding two more lunch periods so that they could just feed all the students. And so then you're pushing into later in the day feeding kids or too early in the morning feeding kids. So there's all these different sort of air traffic control kind of issues that come into trying to educate children when the school is over the capacity it was intended for. So then I meandered over to a table, and these girls were like, oh no, this is always how it is. It's chaotic. It's hectic. And they gave me the real scoop. Or just like, it's so loud, I can't even hear my friend. And her friend sitting right next to her and is agreeing with her, but can't really hear what she's saying. So sort of confirming her bias, I guess.
Yeah. Well, very interesting. And so the other stories that won, there were two more, and one of them is an Associated Press story as well.
Exactly. So that was Best Serious Feature. I had done a series of stories on the Reno Sparks Indian Colony and their efforts here to preserve parts of their indigenous culture before those things are lost. And so one of the pieces of that series was how they're taking back some of their languages. They're in danger of losing those languages and have just a handful of elders who know how to speak Washoe, Paiute, and Shoshone. And so for that piece, I got to sit down with a woman named Florence Millett. She's teaching Shoshone to the next generation, but she had been at the Stewart Indian School, where the federal government had mandated a lot of really damaging assimilation practices many years ago. There were students that were forbidden from speaking their native languages, including Florence.
She would have a ruler or little willow and just hit anywhere for saying it in my language. And I didn't know how to say it in English. It's sad. It's emotional. I get real emotional.
Well, you can really tell that this woman is still suffering from that experience. So I take it that this language is not, it's not a written language. Is that right? It's not found on the internet, or it's not in a textbook somewhere.
It is. There is the written language and the spoken language as well. And what was interesting was having her break down a several syllable word. It was like a very simple word like bread, but it was several syllables. And she said, this is a really complex, difficult language. So not only are they trying to drum up interest in saving the language, but then it's also a complex language to save. So that was one of the awards. On Gray and I also won for Best News Spot Story, which is a story that needs to be turned within a matter of a few hours, generally, a story of an event happening that day. And On went out to report on an anti-campus carry protest rally on the UNR campus, collected a lot of amazing sound and had to figure out how to, you know, very fairly tell both sides of the story regarding an assembly bill that would have allowed campus carry if it had passed in Nevada.
And you're talking about guns.
Yeah, guns on campus. And so there were a lot of teachers and students fired up on both sides, I would say. And she, of course, you know, went out there and covered it in an objective but spirited way to help people understand both sides.
And so let's move on to the next one. This is an Edward R. Murrow Regional Award. Of course, we all know Edward R. Murrow, a celebrated broadcast journalist who was right on the forefront of broadcasting. Julia, you picked up an award here. Congratulations on that. What was this story about?
This story was about the drought. We're kind of always looking for ways to cover the drought that's impacted Nevada for several years now, but finding a human angle. So I was at a drought forum, and I was listening to really moving testimony from farmers and ranchers about, you know, what they were up against and what they were encountering. And so one farmer named Daryl Purcell started talking about how he could no longer grow alfalfa and that he was actually attempting to start a pheasant and duck preserve on his property so that he could somehow make an income. And I found that whole concept of a farmer who is drought, you know, he's drought stricken and he's trying to start a duck farm in the middle of a desert and he's from Urington. So I went up to him afterward and I said, can I just come out to your farm and see what you're doing? And he said, absolutely. And so that's sort of how that story came about.
The one thing, if most people don't understand agriculture and farmers, we're pretty damned optimistic. If we weren't optimistic, we'd have given up a long time ago.
Farmers are really innovative in the ways that they've tried to beat the economic hardship of not being able to grow as much or grow the thing that they used to be able to grow with unlimited water. So it's always interesting to see how people get by in hard times.
Well, this is all great news, and we really appreciate your time and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks.